Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's topic, prayer. Have you prayed today? I did not ask you if you'd had a devotional or a quiet time. I asked this simple question. Have you lifted up your thoughts and maybe your words to God? Sometimes we think our prayers must be said in a particular place and time and manner. Now, this is a commendable practice. We read about Daniel the prophet in Daniel 6. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God. However, we can also pray at various times and ways during our day. Let me share a personal example. The other day, I was thinking about a Bible passage where the woman with a long-standing suffering from hemorrhages reached out and just touched Jesus' robe as he passed by. As a result, I located a hymn that referenced this miracle, and then listening to the hymn and reciting its lyrics, it became a personal prayer to Jesus. So the refrain reads, "Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are. We long to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls, to thee we fly. O Savior, hear my cry. Our faith is feeble, we confess. We faintly trust thy word. But will you pity us the less, be that far from you, Lord?" And this became my prayer. Because my faith is often feeble, I confess and I faintly trust your word. But do not pity me the less. Heal me, Emmanuel, Lord Jesus. Here I am before you. I long to feel your touch. Deeply wounded soul I am, but to you I cry out, O Savior, hear my cry. Prayer, you see, can be a spontaneous response to God. It can take many forms: a praise, a thanks, a confession, a declaration of praise, or expressions of love, of doubt, of fear, of longing for his presence, or a request. It can be a statement of belief, a declaration of trust. Prayer is an expression of our relationship with God, to God. It's instructive that Jesus' disciples did not ask him how to do miracles or to tell parables. The one thing recorded is found in Luke 11. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And upon this request, Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation." That's the Lucan version. There's also one in Matthew chapter 6. Their requests grew out of their observation of Jesus' own prayer life to the Father. At times, Jesus would simply look toward heaven and briefly speak to the Father. Here are three examples. In Matthew 11:25, he simply offers up spontaneously a prayer of thanks. It says, "At that time, Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.'" And before he raised Lazarus from the dead, recorded in John 11:41, "So they took away the stone where Lazarus was, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me.'" Later, a few weeks later, upon his last entrance into Jerusalem, in John chapter 12, Jesus prays, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Another example, we find in the Psalms many brief prayers that we can lift personally to God. Here's one, Psalm 42, verses 1, 2, and 11. "As a deer pants for flowing streams, So pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before you? Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Here's one from Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the riches of food. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Prayer can also be a confession of faith. Here's one. I confess that you, Yahweh, are the true and living God and my great King, based on Jeremiah chapter 10. Here's another. And it's often good to recite a prayer as a confession or affirmation of truth about God. So, I bear witness that there is one God and that there is one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. You, Lord Jesus, were crucified, dead and buried for the transgression of your people. And you were raised from the dead the third day. And 40 days later, you ascended into heaven. You are my Lord and Savior. And through you, I know the Father. I love you. You're worthy of all praise and worship. Our thoughts and our words to God can be lifted spontaneously to Him as we remember Him. So throughout the day, as we are conscious of needs, conscious of our desire to express thanks or praise or worship, we can simply call upon Him to receive our praise, to hear our thanks, and to come to our aid. Give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for you do I pray. So, have you prayed today? If not, use an example here and lift up your voice, lift up your thoughts, lift up your heart to God and Christ in heaven. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights.